NBA thoughts.
We're back.
We're back.
It's been such a long time.
It's been a month.
I know you've missed us all dearly.
And a half.
We're watching the Warriors Timberwolves. It's the start of the second quarter. They're tied at 29.
It's a big game.
We've got a fun treat today. It's the Shaq Frosted Flakes with crispy cinnamon basketballs. And the audience, I know you can't see it.
What if
this says Shaq, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes superfan.
Oh, wow.
That's how he's labeled.
I didn't know.
Good for him.
Some nice little trivia from Frosted Flakes. Is that like an old box or is that like new?
Is it new-ish? It's good until April of this year.
Oh. Because I feel like that's like a 2000s thing or like a like having celebrities on cereal boxes.
Do you want
a box? I would. Thank you. I will say Shaq does look like a Frosted Flakes super fan.
Nothing about this is basketball. Should we go ahead and bite into it?
Like, it's got a little indent in it.
It's orange.
If it's like a...
Cheers.
Cheers.
I mean, it's like a Applejack.
Yeah. I would say exactly like an Applejack.
And it's just a different shaped Applejack. Frosted Flakes, though? Frosted Flakes go hard. With milk, this would be incredible. We're eating this dry off a paper towel on my floor.
Because we don't have milk.
Also, since the last pod, everybody,
oh, yeah.
Klay Thompson is back!
Yeah!
And I love him.
He's here.
He's on limited minutes, obviously. He's been out for 2 years. But, Steph has been in a bit of a shooting slump.
I've noticed.
A bit of a scoring slump
recently.
But Jordan Poole has really been stepping up. He's been having some great games. Oh. Klay Thompson, I just can't watch you fall.
Oh.
You just can't do that.
Stop doing that. The love of God.
The All-Star, NBA All-Star starters.
Were revealed today, actually.
Let me pull them up, because I don't remember exactly who it was.
I do remember one specific name popping up. the starting small forward of the All-Star team for the West, Andrew Wiggins! Personally, I would have had Ben Simmons on the East, but...
Alright, captains are LeBron Durant, which isn't that who it was last year?
I feel like, probably.
I want Steph Curry to be the fucking captain.
Has he ever been a captain? I know he's been...
Steph? No. This is his 8th All-Stars, but... and 8th start. But never been a captain. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
It's true. Poor Steph.
No.
I feel so bad for that man. That man just can't catch a break.
No. Who is it? Okay. It's in the West, it's LeBron, Jokic, Wiggins.
Sorry.
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh.
Which is fucking crazy. I'm pretty sure this is his first All-Stars.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a starter.
Number one draft pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Steph. And John Morant.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
I love John Morant.
Me too.
And then in the East, it's Kevin Durant, Giannis, Joel Embiid.
Of course.
DeMar DeRozan, and Trae Young.
DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That felt like a little bit of a surprise, but the Bulls have been doing really well.
Yeah. I think he's having a bit of a career renaissance in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the Warriors' new death lineup, huh? Because like,
yeah. Although
Wiggins,
Draymond is out right now.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson, first bucket that we've seen.
First bucket that we watched happen.
First bucket on the pod.
So the Warriors right now are second in the West. They're 35-13, and the Suns are 38-9.
That's really surprising, because, like, at the beginning of the year, weren't the Suns, like, 500 at some point?
I think so. I want you to guess who the worst team in the league is right now.
I think the Rockets would be too easy.
It's not the Rockets. The Rockets are third worst.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, we could still play, we still could get the play-in.
That's what I'm saying. I think we could do it.
Absolutely.
We're, hold on, put a pin in the worst thing. We're,
That's good, because I still need to think about that.
Yeah, go ahead. We're only 6 games back from 10th. That's doable.
Yeah. Easy.
We're only, like, we're just half, not even, I don't think we've reached halfway.
If we catch fire like we did, like a month ago.
Yeah.
Just fire off, like, 7
When we
games.
Have the longest win streak in the league. Longest active win streak.
Maybe ever.
Yeah. Okay, now who do you think of the worst is? It's in the East. It's an East team.
Okay. Washington.
No, they're 10th, actually.
They're better than the Rockets.
Yeah.
You
can pour more if you want.
I kind of do. Some nice little ASMR for the pod. East? I can't name any East teams right now other than the Miami Heat.
Okay, what's the other Florida team?
Miami. The Tampa.
No.
I didn't. There's another Florida.
This team's been bad for years.
I don't know why I'm blanking right now.
You got it. Orlando.
Okay. Oh, Orlando Magic.
Yeah. They've won 9 games.
They've won 9 games?
9.
What's the record?
9-40.
Oh, God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
49 games in, and they're not even in double digits. Like, what do they go out and do every night?
Like, they don't play basketball. I can assure you that.
What are they doing? They did beat the Bulls the other day, though. And the Bulls are, like, one of the best teams right now.
Sports are fucking weird.
The Bulls are second.
Sports are so weird.
That's very funny. Good for the Magic. Yeah. I don't know. They have Jalen Suggs.
Yeah.
That
well, like,
guy.
He is still a rookie.
That's true.
He can't fully carry a team.
Yeah, well, he's gonna have to figure out how, I guess. That sucks. Oh, and Markelle Fultz is there?
Yeah.
Terrence Ross. That man makes funny faces. Robin Lopez is there?
Honestly, I'm hearing like an all-star team, but I'm like I'm just not seeing the results.
Nuh-uh.
Maybe they need a good talking to.
Mm-hmm. I truly think
that you should be coaching the Orlando Magic.
No. I think you and I
should be coaching the Orlando Magic.
You know what? Yeah.
Yes.
Orlando Magic, who's their coach? Who's their owner? Let's get in touch.
Comment on this, on the tweet of this podcast.
I said Orlando Magic coach. Jamal Mosley. Okay.
Okay.
Now who's the owner?
We'll be in touch.
Yeah, we've got some ideas. I think, truly, 2-on-5, we could beat them.
The Orlando Magic?
Yeah. I think we'd have better teamwork.
Yeah.
Than they would.
So many more assists, just alley-oops all over the place.
Yeah. Like, what are they going out and doing?
I have no clue.
How do you... Like, that's gotta,
like,
suck.
You gotta stumble across, like, more wins than that.
Like, wow.
Like, a group of, like, full, like, adult men going out there.
Every night and doing just what?
Nothing.
Well, I want to see the Magic play. I want to see them. I want to see a Magic game.
That'd be good to see.
Because what
I would love
the
to see
fuck
it.
Are they doing?
I would like to know what it is that they call basketball in Orlando.
Yeah. I want to see them put it all on the court.
Is that Andrew Bogut?
I don't think so.
No way, sorry.
No, Andrew Bogut doesn't play anymore.
Yeah.
He got traded away from the Warriors to the Cavs and then immediately broke his leg as soon as he stepped on the court for them.
I remember that.
I think he does a podcast now.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you know.
Followers, you know.
Yeah.
It's so tough seeing all these, like, copycat podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I know. No, I know.
Sports Center. Shut the fuck up.
So true, bestie.
I'm seeing some great teamwork from freaking Golden State.
Oh, and Jonathan Kuminga, their rookie, has been playing really well also.
Yeah, see, I've seen that. I also saw this, like, official tweet from NBA calling him the cum bucket.
Oh. That's awful.
I just don't get... Oh, no one sees that as a problem?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he likes it, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he likes it.
Oh.
The Magic play the Pistons tomorrow. I want to see it, though. I want you to put that... I want that
the
to
worst,
be a headlining game.
Is that the worst team in the East versus the second worst team in the East?
The Pistons?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I know they're not good.
Yeah, the Pistons aren't. Or not. Yeah, they're 14th. Mm-hmm. They're.
I would love to see that game.
They've got 11 wins, though. They're in the double digits.
Good for them.
Rockets, 14. 14 wins. It's our season to win.
Yeah,
honestly.
You know? We can only go up from
truthfully
here.
Truthfully and honestly. Little Magic game.
I cannot believe that man, well, it changed to Steph, but Andrew Wiggins, I cannot believe that he's a starter.
It is incredibly funny.
Like, I thought it was a typo. I thought I was reading it wrong. Oh, I need to confide in the pod.
Okay.
I've never had Frosted Flakes before.
Oh!
So these are really good.
This is quite the treat for you, then.
Very. I'm just snacking away over here. On this new delight.
Torian Prince. He's got such a sick name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at Draymond. Look how dapper he looks.
Oh, yeah. He got, like, a new record. A new deal with, like, Bleacher Report and this other...
Oh, I saw that.
...thing. That he's
Turner Sports?
Yeah. I don't remember the exact wording of it, but basically he's like a little reporter for them.
Ah.
Ah.
I love it when they scream.
As far as sports screams go, I think going up for a rebound is up there.
Ah.
Only behind hitting a ball in tennis. Usman Garuba.
Oh, did you see this video? This won't be, like, a good bit for the pod. Come on. Your glasses.
Oh, my God.
He looks so sad about it. Look over. LeBron picks him up. Put some on. You know who that is? That's the Orlando Magic. Bonked.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine you look over?
And LeBron's wearing your glasses.
And LeBron's doing that.
LeBron takes her glasses and starts wearing them.
Like a little crazy person?
Just to show his power over you.
Oh, so the Heat have also been playing really well. They are number one in the East.
Thank God.
As they should be.
Yeah.
I'm
sick of hearing about the Bucks.
Fuck the Bucks.
Fuck the Bucks.
You know where the Bucks are? Six.
Go Buck yourself.
although it's not, like, they're two games back from first in sixth place. So.
Oh.
Yeah. The East is really, really close.
That's cool.
Like literally one through six is two games. Which is crazy. Because one through six in the West is 12.
I think he got hit in the penis.
Who?
Towns.
Did you hear me? One through sixth in the East is two games, and one through sixth in the West is 12.
Wait, who's sixth in the West? The Trailblazers?
Nuggets. The Blazers are 10.
Okay.
Yeah. They're 10, so they're 18 and a half games back. And the Wizards in the East are 10, and they're 8 games back. Isn't that wild?
Very.
Also, like, if the Heat, with their record, were in the West, they would be 4th.
Wait, and the Heat are, like, 1st, right? In the East?
They're 1st in the East, but their record in the West would be 4th.
Funny how...
how much better the West is.
Yeah.
It's
like, better teams, less tightly contested, though.
Yeah. So, anyway, so the Heat have been playing really well. And for the Heat, who has been playing well, is Max Strus. And Jimmy Butler was asked about him and asked, how it's been to watch him play so well these past couple games, past stretch of time, whatever. And he said, the quote he gave was, no, he just stinks, so people leave him open.
that's my leader!
He sucks. Then, no, the question was whether he likes passing to Max Strus, and he said no.
No. I don't.
People leave him open. And then there's this funny little video of him, of Max Strus coming off the bench, and he flips off Jimmy Butler. He's coming back. He high-fives everyone else. They flip each other off. Isn't that funny?
They hate each other. I love it.
It's really funny. I think it's in a fun little way.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's joking.
It's like how we hate each other.
Oh, I also saw that video of Jaylen Brown where he was asked where he thinks he'll be. Like, what... 28-year-old Jaylen Brown, how many rings he'd have? And he said 5.
Is he 28 now?
He's 26, 0 rings.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could join, like, 3 different leagues. the score is 52-50 with some time to go in the second.
3 minutes.
Remaining in the second.
My dad said...
Oh!
You have to say it.
This is 2022. You know what this means?
Yeah. What does it mean?
First Jenna's Dad Text Corner of the New Year! Ayo!
He said, good game! Exclamation point. Trading buckets and both teams have cut down their turnovers. He's right.
I would have to retweet that if that were a tweet. I would quote tweet and be like, you're goddamn right.
Oh!
Oh!
That's us going up to get a rebound.
Our official noise. What?
You just spilled it everywhere.
It's not... Look, it was a rogue bag. Could have gone anywhere.
Okay.
You're just lucky it went on the paper towel when you poured it.
Well, I didn't put my hand there. I actually made it... I ensured that's how it would go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I... have nothing to say to that, because that was a good retort.
The Rockets did beat the Jazz.
Yeah.
Last week, which was cool. They had two back-to-back wins, actually. Well, they had a little bit of a win streak, I suppose.
You could call.
They beat the Spurs, and then they lost to the Kings, and then they beat the Kings, and then they beat the Jets.
I remember that. I remember that time in history. I felt like we were just unstoppable.
They almost beat the Warriors, and Steph came back at the last second and hit a three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was Steph's first buzzer beater of his career.
Wow.
Game-winning buzzer beater of his career.
I'm a Frosted Flakes stan now. These are great.
Oh, yeah. Good one. They're down four. Warriors are down four. 52-56. 2 minutes left in the half.
They're really yellow.
They are.
The reserves haven't been announced yet, right?
No. They won't be announced until next week, I think.
Damn.
Yeah. I think that's what I read.
Why are they so secretive with it?
I don't know. Like, they have to. It's not like they gotta keep figuring it out. Yeah.
Like, I feel like they have, though.
I know. Let us know.
I forgot the Warriors still have James Wiseman.
Yeah, he's got that broken leg.
Oh, it's broken?
I think.
Has Ben Simmons still not played this season?
I got no fucking clue. Truthfully, no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The first headline that comes up when I googled Ben Simmons was Shaq destroys Sixers crybaby Ben Simmons in tremendous rant. And said he doesn't respect him. Good.
I mean, yeah. Fair. Very fair.
You know what? I hate to say it, but I think Wiggins might be growing on me. But not much. Just that I don't know.
I just still don't buy him as an all-star.
Yeah.
Like, even if he's playing at this great level, I just don't buy it.
It just feels like, wow, like a fluke, almost.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Maybe he's just improving, truly. Bielitsa. Hey, spell it. Spell Bielitsa without looking at it.
B-J.
Oh.
Ha!
E-L-I-C-A. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Now you spell Bielitsa without...
without remembering what you just spelled.
No, without remembering the name.
Without remembering it. Did we... last time? Hold on. When did Christian Wood and What's-His-Face throw a fit and not... have we talked about that on the pod?
I don't know. I don't think so. Christian Woods and who threw a fit?
Kevin Porter Jr. No, okay. That happened over Christmas break.
Yeah.
Okay, pod.
Listen here.
Christian Wood, Kevin Porter Jr., walked out of a game. There's more to it, and they didn't just leave. Whatever. Kevin Porter Jr. did leave. He left. I miss him. D'Angelo Russell.
He's cool.
I miss having him on the Warriors. I think Jordan Poole was just talking shit to Vanderbilt. Do it again.
Talk that
Jordan
shit.
Poole. Anyway, they walked. Kevin Porter Jr. left the building. Left during halftime. Christian Wood, I think, refused to go back into the game. But I also saw something that said he did go back in the fourth quarter of that game. I don't know. Cheryl. Steph hit a free throw.
Good for him.
I personally think it's really fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change my opinion of them at all. I think it's really funny that they did it.
Yeah. I love when people just walk out of something that they're supposed to be doing.
It's funny. And they've both, like, apologized and are trying hard.
Yeah.
Know? I think it's funny.
I would have preferred if they didn't apologize. And
no, I'm glad they apologized.
I don't know, I'm here for the chaos. Of... just...
Alright, it's halftime. Situation. Sorry.
No, you're good.
It's halftime. The Warriors are down 57-61. Halftime. I just remembered that I need to water my plant.
It is halftime. Now would be the perfect time. Halftime.
I only feed this succulent filtered water.
I've got three succulents I take care of.
How are they doing?
Honestly, I could be doing better work. But they're good, you know. I wouldn't say they're bad.
What are their names?
I got Shrek's one of them. It's an ogre ear plant.
Okay.
So I went for the obvious, you know.
Right.
The other one was Flapjack. Or no. It was Flappy because it was a flapjack plant.
Okay.
And then the other one's an aloe vera, mm-hmm. and it's British. It's a British person. I'm just gonna call it a British person.
Oh, okay.
Because aloe vera. Aloe vera. So.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you. The first two names I actually did have, but that last one I just came up with.
Yeah.
I bet you could tell.
Ask me what mine's name is.
What's the name of it?
Puddin' Pie.
It looks like a Puddin' Pie.
Thank you.
Just wanted to point out, Anthony Edwards is 6-for-6.
Oh, shit.
On field goals. Just putting that little nugget out there.
Ooh, nugget. This is a Timberwolves, though.
I don't know where I am. And halftime's over. Score is still 61-57.
Steph only has 8 points, but Clay, on the other hand, has 15.
Carrying the team.
He truly is.
And it's about to be another, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
18 from Clay.
Beautiful. I watched an interview with Steph last week. I don't know. Where they asked him, like, what happens in the locker room at halftime.
Right.
And he was like, well, if we're, like, up, you know, like, we're joking around, we're, you know, keeping morale up, whatever, that kind of stuff. And he was like, but if we're down, we're losing. Someone's usually getting yelled at by Draymond.
At least one person. And it doesn't matter who.
Anyone, really. He's like, I usually check Twitter, see what people are saying, and someone is getting yelled at by usually Draymond.
He does not discriminate who he yells at.
That man be yelling.
Clay Thompson, 21 points. 2 straight threes.
Killing it. I need some hand cream. I have scaly little hands. Do you need some
scales?
Hand cream?
I've never seen. No, thank you. But I've never seen Danny Gonzalez's scales video before, until like a couple days ago.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. 64-63. Clay Thompson is bringing the Warriors back from the grave.
Oh. Wow! 3 from Wiggins. After a missed layup from Steph.
And the Warriors are up by 2.
It's more of a little jumper, not a layup.
By 2!
God, for the All-Star, shut up.
Like, there has to be more deserving small forwards to get in. Please, please tell me.
Woo! That was crazy. That was a crazy shot. Show us that again. That's fucking wild. He was practically on the ground, threw the ball up haphazardly, except not at all haphazardly because he's Steph Curry and it fucking went in. I love that man. Look at him. Easy. No problem. Who else is making weird ass shots like that? No one.
That's true. I don't know anyone else who's done that.
Who makes those weird little shots that he makes?
Or who does it like more than once or twice.
Right.
He does it like...
Like, regularly.
Yeah.
That happens probably every game for him. I want to take my watch off, but I can't now because my hands are slippery because of the hand cream. Haha, 69. Nice.
The duality. Nice.
To 64. 9 minutes left.
Warriors have gone on a... Third. What, like 12, 13, nothing run?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, fuck! Got stolen. He got his pumpkin picked. Oh, fuck. I looked away for 1 second. What happened?
They stole it, fast break the other way, Andrew Wiggins. Nope, that wasn't Wiggins. Wait, no, I think it was.
Did he smack him?
Yeah.
Oh, Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no. Yeah, he does. Oh. He tried to do what Steph Curry does.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was going to go in for a sec.
That was a high-arched free throw, and it did not go in, listeners.
So, note that at home, if your arch is too high, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. My dad said, good third quarter start so far.
I would say so. I would have to wholeheartedly agree.
Shoot it.
Damn.
Woo! 3.
72.
Look at his little pants. What is he doing? Why is he skipping? Good for him. He's doing little skips. Little skips.
He's happy because he's finally getting an open shot.
Skip, skip, skip.
Yeah, the Timberwolves are 7th in the West.
What's the record like, 39 and
22? 24 and 23.
Huh.
What you said, they haven't played that many games yet.
Well, I mean, I don't, like... How am I supposed to keep track of how many games they play?
You just, like, follow the season, you know? You just, like, pay attention to basketball?
I pay attention, I just... It doesn't retain.
Okay, right. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Whatever.
In through one eye out ball? Wait.
What?
In through one eye, out the other.
In through one eye out ball. In through one eye out ball.
Out the other aisle, in ball.
Look at this man. He's hot. Ja Morant's hot.
I'm so happy he's an all-star. Oh my god.
How old is he? He's our age, isn't he? Or is he older than us?
I think he's like a year older.
He's 22. I turned 22 this year. Mm. Isn't that weird?
I turned 21 this year.
Yeah, we're not talking about you right now, though.
I'm sorry.
You know who is our age? You know who just turned 22 just last week?
Tyler Hero!
He's just recently came back. He was in COVID protocols for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He said he would watch the games at home with his daughter, his four-month-old daughter, and he was like, she loves it. She loves basketball. She's paying attention.
She loves watching. Me not play. Presented by TikTok. That means...
8 second violation?
That means
that
it'll
mean?
Be the exact
What's
same.
What's an 8 second violation?
I think that's when you don't advance the ball past the half court mark in time.
Okay. I thought it was 12. Jordan Poole's coming in!
Hey!
Ayo, Jordan Poole check! How old is he? He's 22. This is only his third year.
But his 7th playing basketball in total.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Whoa!
Wow.
Someone fucking punched that. Deflected. Justy. It was... Come on. Oh!
Whoa.
Put it up.
Oh.
Whoa!
Andrew Wiggins.
Nice job, Wiggy.
Oh, have you seen Kyrie Irving is playing again, but he's only playing... he can't play home games.
I don't get it. He can only play away games.
He can only play away games. And I think there's some where he's not allowed to play because... I don't think he'd be allowed to play here against the Warriors because they have a vaccine mandate. He only can play, he can't play every team, he can't play at home, and they're having to pay a huge fine every time he does play, I think.
And aren't they, like, losing, too? Like, it's not worth it at this point?
Yeah.
That whole situation is so, like, confusing to me.
Just
like,
get vaccinated.
Like, I thought the whole, like, the whole point of it was, like, he could only play home games.
That's,
because,
yeah.
And then they said, actually, we're only going to play him at away games. Like, it feels like they're just making shit up at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so there's actually, I went to Google, like, how the Nets were doing. But this is an article because...
69.
Nice.
To 74.
Warriors up. The Nets and the Warriors play on Sunday. I think Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The guy that's, like, in charge, apparently, of... Or has made these decisions for San Francisco is, like, I don't think he should be able to play. So apparently he is supposedly going to be playing on Sunday here?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see, I guess. That wouldn't make sense because they didn't let Wiggins play until he was vaccinated.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense that... But whatever. Anyway, so the Nets are fourth. They're 29-19.
Oh, okay. I thought they were way worse.
Who's
than
out?
That.
Contusion? Who has a contusion? Is that Anthony Edwards?
Who's contused?
Patrick Beverley. I forgot he was fucking here.
Yeah, I forgot he was on the Wolves. Oh,
yeah.
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, shit.
He got contused.
Left shin contusion. Damn. That's big. I don't remember seeing that happen.
Oh, no.
So the Nets have lost their last... Three. Last four out of five. Five out of seven. Six out of eight.
Seven out of nine.
They're not doing well. 9 out of 12.
Good.
10 out of 13.
Oh my god.
Yeah, besties, they're not doing good.
That's great to hear.
Klay Thompson! He didn't do anything, he's just sitting on the bench, but I love
well,
it.
Well, he drank water.
Yeah,
good for him.
He drank water, he's staying hydrated.
Keeping everything tip-top.
I mean, they've still got Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
A lot of Anthony's, really.
Fantastic scorers.
And Vanderbilt, he's been doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, little by little.
Jordan Poole looks so little out there. How tall is he?
Yeah,
oh,
I thought...
silly goose, he kicked it. Look at him.
Yeah, I thought he was like 6'7", or like up there.
He's 6'4".
Oh. So the East lineup, it kind of looks like... A ton of, it looks like a big lineup.
Yeah.
With, like, DeMar DeRozan at the shooting guard and Kevin Durant at small. Like, the only person below, like, 6'7", is Trae Young. Six, seven is very clearly my go-to height for basketball.
Who's on the floor right now? Steph Williams, Gary Payton. Jordan Poole and Bielitsa?
Sounds like an all-star team.
You're so fucking right.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah!
He came from nowhere to get that.
Yeah, he did.
That was so cool.
That's an all-star.
Yeah.
I hope he makes all-star.
That's a guy who deserves to be an all-star.
Yeah. 16 points! 2 threes! That was incredible.
Killing it.
Talk about a catch and shoot.
Yeah.
It was immediately. That ball was barely in his hands.
Like, he may have, like, started shooting the ball before he got the ball.
Yeah. Yeah!
Damn,
fuck Curry. Yeah! Steph said, I'll hit a 3-2, Jordan. We're besties.
I 11-point game. This game is running away from the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's still the third quarter. What are you guys going to do, huh? Kevon Looney is, Bealeach had to come in because Kevon Looney has 5 fouls. It is 89-78, just about 2 minutes left in the third.
This game is going dummy hard. I kind of forget. Why did Ben Simmons stop playing? Was he just like a cancer on the team? Or
he doesn't want to be there anymore. And so he decided he wouldn't play until they traded him.
Uh-huh.
It was, he tried to do what James Harden did, where he threw a fit until he got traded.
But he's not as good as James Harden.
And no one wanted him.
Right.
No one wanted Ben Simmons. So he's just still signed with the Sixers and doing absolutely nothing.
Fuck all.
Why are you just standing like that? Follow your ball. Okay, well. No! Jordan Poole, you're going to be on Shaq. Oh, God. He tried to windmill that shit, and it was bad. Show us that again. Show us that.
We need to see it.
Here we go. Gary Payton gets him the ball back. Oh, gosh. Oh, Buster.
Oh, no. Buster Brown.
It would have been really cool if you had done that. But that's okay. Just keep pushing. Try again, honestly. Yeah. I'd like to see you do it before the game ends.
Just keep going until you hit it.
Yeah. Oh!
Clay's back.
Here we go. Who did he come in for? Who went out? Was it Jordan Poole? Damn. No, Jordan Poole's still in.
I think it was Gary Payton.
Yeah. Yeah. Beasley? Michael Beasley?
No. I think it's Malik Beasley.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. He was good in all the right places. Down low, up high, a little in the middle. Oh. Man knew what to do.
What are you talking about,
Doug? I
zoned out.
That's how they were talking. I said it damn near verbatim.
I zoned out. I didn't hear them say it. So it was just, oh, yeah, it's Malik Beasley. You're right. Nope. Beasley for none in the corner.
Beasley for nothing.
Damian Lee. Yeah! Damian Lee, corner three, getting double teamed.
The Timberwolves are 2 of 12 this quarter.
On threes. The Warriors, on the other hand, are 7 of 9. 7 threes this quarter.
A tale of 2 different teams in the same quarter.
Yeah, I think you might...
I could have said that better.
...a little more efficiently, yeah. But you live in New England, so, you know.
But I'm not wrong.
Well, you aren't.
Well...
You aren't, but I just wish you would. You could have said it better.
Yeah.
Oh. 7 threes this quarter. That's crazy.
95-81. A surprise to... I don't think anybody, but the Warriors killed it in the third quarter.
Have always been a third quarter team.
They've never not been a third quarter team.
And
I just don't get it.
And I don't, like if we as just onlookers are able to see that, you'd think that other teams would know that.
Would do something about it.
Have a plan.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know, the Warriors are just too fucking good. You can't.
Can't be stopped.
You just can't do anything about it. So the score is, hold on. The score is 95-81 at the end of the third. We've got 12 more minutes of basketball left to play, besties.
14-point game, honestly. It is still anyone's game. It is the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the third quarter is over now. Which meet, which mustn't bode well for the Warriors.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, it could not, but it could as well.
Jason Tatum. I do like Jason Tatum. How are the Celtics doing this season? Not good, right?
Yeah, not good. They're not like... I want to guess like 6th or 5th. Let's go.
Let's go.
They're eighth. 25 and
24. God. How did that happen?
But you know what? They're doing better than the Lakers. The Lakers are 24 and 25.
Cannot
believe
that.
Fuck you, Lakers. Fuck you, Lakers.
I think getting Russell Westbrook was like the worst thing that they could have done this offseason.
It's been detrimental. But it's incredible to watch.
Like, I honestly didn't think getting Westbrook would have, like... I didn't think it was going to hurt them. I didn't think it was going to make them better. I thought it was just going to be, like, a neutral move. But, like, good lord.
They're fucked.
They're bad. They're not great. We should trade John Wall.
Get Russell Westbrook back?
Yeah, exactly.
It could be something. Trade deadline is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Visit NBAthoughts.com.
I don't think that we own that domain.
No, but we could find the person who does.
I don't know that anyone owns it, but we don't.
But we sure as hell don't.
Steve Kerr, I'm gonna say it. You look fucking silly with your mask like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You look like a cartoon character.
Pull it all the way up, Buster. Yawns are contagious. Yeah, Klay Thompson.
You know what else is contagious? Guys, I don't know if you heard about this sickness.
What is it, Blaine?
I made that joke when we started the pod. And it's like a year later.
It's been more than a year. It's been a lot more than a year.
Ah!
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't... Oh my goodness.
Yeah, our pod is a year and a half old. And we started it half a year into the pandemic.
That's really cool.
Why was Jordan Poole standing like that? Did you see him? He makes funny little faces.
He's a funny little man.
Torian Prince. Sick name.
It's an 11-point game now.
Oh. Minnesota is angry. Oh. Steph missed. That's fine. They're up 11.
Damn.
Okay.
8-point game?
8-point game all of a sudden. Minnesota's coming out.
Welcome
hot.
To the fourth quarter.
Coming out ready to fight.
Welcome to the fourth quarter, everyone.
Oh, that's been two scoreless possessions back to back.
It's true. Wow.
And you just can't say the same about the Timberwolves right now.
91-97.
It's a 6-point game.
What did I tell y'all?
Exactly 10 minutes left.
Third quarter? Nuh-uh-uh. Nah, no more.
The Warriors, they don't know what's going on.
I don't know if there's anything that can save this situation, but I know that Steve Kerr has something up his right little pocket.
Why the right one?
Because that's where...
Don't you mean up his sleeve?
Well, no. Like, he has stuff in his pockets. He doesn't have stuff in his sleeves. That's silly.
That's silly. Yeah, a trick up your sleeve, not a trick up your pocket.
Well, because you got stuff in your pocket.
Right, but that's not the saying.
I'm trying to be realistic with what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I just don't know that it's gonna translate. I don't know that it's gonna come across for our listeners. They're gonna get what you're trying to say. Because that's not, that's just not the colloquial kind of phrase.
I don't deal in bullshit. I tell it to you straight.
I don't know about that. It's crazy that there are, like, people alive right now that are older than the NBA.
Yeah.
Couldn't be us, though.
God, no. I cannot imagine being, like, 75. I can't imagine being 30.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Are you asking me personally? Because I'm so much older than you.
Yeah, how do you live with yourself, Jenna?
Being so that fucking old. Yeah, I don't know, it's hard. It's rough out here.
It's rough out here for old people. The wolves, I meant to say, have found new life in this fourth quarter. It's been real inspirational to see what they've been able to do with such little time.
Truly.
Damn, Steph.
Steph isn't letting it happen, though.
I can't stand this man. Mm-hmm. I can't stand how good this man is.
Oh. Miss. Whiff. Who we got? We got Gary Payton, Jordan Poole. Is that Kuminga? Is Kuminga back out here? I think he is. Hell yeah. Get up. No. Okay. Oh. Jordan Poole, he's a dramatic little boy, and he loves to stay down on the ground for the drama of it.
He loves to cause a scene.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that was a pretty big hit, though.
He did get whacked.
he got
bodied by a man much larger than him. Jesus, there he goes! Get up!
He got an unconsensual chest bump.
Get up off the ground. He's so tiny out there. Lanky, really.
Oh my god! Yeah! Jordan Poole!
Crazy three from Jordan Poole. Angry. He's like, stop fucking shoving me. I'm sick of it. He's gotta be a little woozy.
He's gotta be sick of this shit.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Oh, damn it. Who's that?
Kuminga.
Kuminga? Okay, he's, you know, it's his first year.
It's his first game.
He had, like, 8 hands at the 4.
Yeah.
Like, 4 hands in his face. He got that off, no problem.
He had 20, he got, 40 fingers. Wait.
Yeah, you got it.
He got 20 fingers. He got 20 fingers, 20 toes. In his face, at his feet. Respectively.
Right.
And respectfully.
Yeah.
19 points from Jordan Poole.
Hell yeah.
Christ.
And 5 assists.
This man is pretty good.
Boy. Look, him and Torian Prince, they're flirting, they're laughing, and giggling.
Aww.
So the Warriors have got back their 11-point lead.
Yeah.
Although, oh, they didn't lose the ball, because Steph's too good.
Oh,
go, Steph, go! Dive on the ball! Oh. Dive on the ball!
Oh! Oh!
Ah, damn.
9-point game.
That was a weird play.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
Anyway, so the Warriors have a 9-point lead.
As we were saying, here we are.
Oh, Kuminga got stripped. You don't put the ball down like that.
You don't just throw the ball in the out of bounds.
What is that that you're doing?
Ba da ba ba.
Okay.
You know, I've actually got some critic feedback from local podcast raters.
Yeah.
Raters, not raiders. All right, so, from Jeremy on line 2, he said he had one word for our podcast.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it was juicy, and I really like that. I really like that little bit of... complimenting, you know? We don't get enough of that.
Listeners, I wish you would have seen what Blaine just did.
It really feels nice to just get a little constructive feedback. Juicy.
I don't know that that's what I would call constructive feedback.
What do you mean? It's basically...
It's just one adjective.
It's basically saying, like, hey, keep going, you're juicy.
Okay.
Well, we got another one. On, same line. Also Jeremy.
also Jeremy.
He said, hey guys, big fan, first time caller, long time caller. I need you, to know how good you are.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And, we really appreciate it, Jeremy. We've actually been struggling lately on the pod. We've been really, down bad.
Have we?
As it were. In terms of, constructive criticism. We haven't gotten much lately. So
again,
it's nice
that's
to...
That's not really constructive criticism, but it's just there wasn't any criticism.
I think it's...
You gotta get that loose frosted flake on the ground.
I don't think I will. But I do think... I do think that it is constructive, because it's Jeremy. Jeremy clearly really likes us.
But you called it criticism.
Oh, yeah. Any sort of, like, hey, do this or do that. That's criticism. Or, like, right?
I don't... no. Criticism is usually negative.
No. There's positive criticism.
No, that's just compliments.
Can we look it up?
No.
Okay. So, I do believe...
Normalize.
...that it could be positive.
Saying no.
Therefore, it is, in my AU... And that was our little, feedback corner. Let us know how you guys like it. We love just hearing from you guys. We love hearing from you, Jeremy, specifically. We're really glad to have gotten this little letter.
Did you choose Jeremy as a random name, or are you trying to get Jeremy Ethan Strux to talk
to you? I'm not at all going to talk about that at this moment in time. But for real though, thank you, and keep them coming. We're always open on line two.
Yeah, what about the other? What's line one?
I just work here, dude. I don't know.
It's back to a 6-point game.
Oh my!
Why is Steph sitting? Jordan Poole, just keep putting up those threes, buddy.
Oh, wow. All
right, 3 from Wiggins, sure.
Okay, All-Star.
Okay, first-time All-Star.
You know what, it's okay.
Long-time NBA player.
I really did. Yeah, it's okay that Steph's sitting. I mean, they've got an all-star out there. They're fine.
I'm talking about Klay Thompson. That's my all-star.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like we haven't really heard Anthony Edwards' name. But he's right there. I see him on the screen. He's on the court.
Ant Edwards.
Right. The score is 109-103. Warriors up. 5 minutes, 17 seconds left on the clock.
However, I would like to add that Minnesota is at the free throw line.
Yeah, Jaden McDaniels is taking 2 free throws. He just missed the first one, actually.
Goofball. They're free.
Yeah, they are. We talk about it a lot, how free these throws are.
They are the most free of a shot that you're ever going to get.
Yeah, in terms of basketball, yeah. Oh,
in terms of pissing shit away, that's what you just did.
I can't believe they beat the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan had a 41-point game.
41?
And lost by 19 to the Magic.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
That reminds me of having James Harden on our team. Him scoring 45. Us losing by 14. God, I miss those days.
Something that feels very familiar.
I mean, we still lose, but we don't have that person scoring like 41 anymore.
What did you say? I didn't listen.
Fuck. I don't remember.
Foundation. Closer. Emerging star. Grit. Timberwolves identity. That was a really cool graphic, TV. Yeah. Thank you.
They had all laid out for us. Alright, here's how the structure...
He's got such a high arching free throw. What is up with that, it's Mr. McDaniels? Shot. He hit one of them. He hit the second free throw.
5-point game.
Steph is back. 7-3! And I think he might have just spilled someone's drink, actually, on the sidelines.
It happens.
I think Jordan Poole is sitting. I think Steph came in for Jordan Poole.
24 points from Steph.
5 threes. Woo! Klay Thompson, 3! Yes, he has. Look at him. Hell yeah.
I'm noticing a pattern.
High five and Andre Iguodala, who's also out right now.
He's on the Warriors right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is.
Cool.
He's just kind of old.
It happens.
It does. Happens to the best of us, really.
That feels amazing to see. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, 24 points, 23 points.
Both with 5 threes.
God.
It's incredible.
Haven't seen a stat like that. In ages.
Why did you jump like that, Andrew Wiggins? Ugh. Otto Porter Jr., thank you.
11-point game with 3 minutes remaining. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. I mean, I'm going to say stuff because we are doing a pod, but I'm not going to say anything in terms of the ending of this game. Wow. Vanderbilt.
The Timberwolves are really trying to stay in it.
Yeah.
They're not giving up, but the Warriors are. Their Warriors are just too good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's okay. That's okay. It happens. 2 minutes left.
I bet I would also miss if I shot it from there, so I don't blame them.
Ooh. The Timberwolves are really trying to hang in it.
Yeah, it's an 8-point game now. Anthony Edwards got a big three.
Yeah.
Well, a big part of winning a game is defense.
Right.
That's what you gotta do, at times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no! Oh, it's okay, they got it back. Sure. Hell yeah!
Wow.
For sure, dog.
Great.
Fuck it.
A minute remaining, 13... point game. I think the Warriors are on top of it.
My dad said.
Oh!
Did you see that Wiggins has voted a starter?
I did.
And I said, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And he said, somebody must have voted a lot on the double days. Good game, start to finish.
Probably, yeah.
You're right, Dad.
I don't know if you heard, but the commentator said that the Timberwolves are going to be like a pretty fun team to watch in the playoffs, but they don't think they're going to be able to figure out enough to win a series.
That's funny. That's fair.
It's like, I can't wait to see this team lose.
I can't wait to see this team get their ass handed to them in a couple months, actually.
Because they suck so bad.
But it'll be great to watch.
It'll be so entertaining. 124 to 115. The Warriors have officially... beating the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Klay Thompson. Woo. I love that man.
He's great.
All right, guys.
So, yeah.
Great game back for us. Great game back for, you know, Klay.
Mm-hmm. Great game, like, from everyone involved, I would say.
Yeah. On the Warriors.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, the Timberwolves, they
could have been better. They could have been better.
They did fight, though. They just tried to stay in it. Look at Jordan Poole.
I honestly feel like Kat could have done more in the second half.
Yeah, especially since he had 23 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was expecting him to get, like, 40.
Yeah.
But...
D'Angelo Russell, hope he gets better soon.
Me too. Prayer hands.
Hope that little, bruised chin...
heals up soon.
Serious, yeah.
Prayer hands.
Are they going to do a post-game interview with anyone? Is it going to be Jordan Poole, perhaps?
Oh. It's the All-Star.
There's no emotion on his face.
I see us losing a couple games.
I see us kind of limping to the All-Star break.
I see us needing to make a big trade. Probably including me. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was a good game.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being a part of this little experiment that we call the pod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
See you next time.
See y'all. And goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Stay tuned for when we watch the next game.
Bye.
Bye.